Blog Talk Radio.
This is for that little child with no father, for that man that doesn't have a place to stay, for that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story? Tell you a story.
You can lean on me.
There, a man. Standing on the corner, he has no home, he has no food, and his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying out?
A man, a girl, searching for.
You can lean on me.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the mighty name of Jesus. I am your host, Pastor David Ambrose Shaw, where hope, pastor of my little hope and deliverance, where hope, and I do mean hope, changes everything. I'm truly honored in the name of Jesus to live before you on this evening, giving you a powerful word of encouragement. In the name of Jesus, through the reading of the book called Destiny, Step into Your Purpose, written by Bishop T.D. Jakes. I'm truly honored in Jesus' name to be live on David Shaw and Lady Diane Shaw Ministry and Friends, bringing you this wonderful word in the name of Jesus through the book reading of Destiny. Before we go any further, we truly want to first and foremost want to give all honor to God in the name of Jesus, who is definitely the head of our life. We also would like to acknowledge our overseer, Bishop Joel David Trout, out of Atlanta, Georgia, who is the pastor and bishop of Harvest Time in Riverdale, Georgia, in the name of Jesus. We do want to thank all those who support us here at Monument of Hope and Deliverance, and we thank God for tuning in on this evening, those that are listening by way of Blog Talk, in the name of Jesus, Facebook, Skype, and Blog Talk. Thank you for joining us, those that are even in a chat room. Hello, and God bless you on this evening. And then, again, with those who are eventually going to the archives, God bless you, and may Jesus continue to be encouraging in your life, in the name of Jesus. We want to thank God for having this opportunity in the name of Jesus. But we also like to acknowledge before you, in Jesus' name, that if you'd like to support our ministry, feel free to send your support and your love offering to 901 North 5th Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. That's 901 North 5th Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. In the name of Jesus. We also would like to mention that we have a powerful, and when I mean powerful prayer time in the morning, in the name of Jesus. Pastor David Shaw and First Lady and Prophetess Lady Diane Shaw, we come forth in the morning with a powerful community prayer and joint prayer for those who like to join in with us, in the name of Jesus, in the morning time. Every morning, Monday Central Standard Time of 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. And then from 7 to 7:30 Pacific Time, 8 to 8:30 Mountain Time, and 10 to 10:30 in your Eastern Time. The Word of God says in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, is that men ought to always pray and not faint. In the name of Jesus. Again, we truly thank you for joining us on today. And as we continue to move forward, we want to thank God for being ahead of our lives in Jesus' name. We truly give God all praise, honor, and glory for just who he is, because he, in the name of Jesus, is still on the throne. I mean, he is still on the throne in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah and glory to his name. We thank God for the magnificent, wonderful blessings that he's upon us throughout the day, and we give God praise, honor, and glory for just who he is in Jesus' name. Before we go any further and carry on deeper into our ministry on today, we would like to have a moment of prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on this day, again, we come humbling ourselves boldly before the throne of grace to acknowledge you, Father God, for being a King of kings and a Lord of lords. Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus for being all of who you are. Thank you for allowing us to be obedient to what you call for us in the name of Jesus, standing and stepping out on faith, believing that God, you will provide all of our needs in Jesus' name. As we step into our destiny, we ask that book reading continues to move forward and allow people to see the blessings of the encouragement that comes forth from this book. That we read that through that of the Spirit of God in the name of that your presence be upon this. mighty name. And we will be so awesome. Give you praise, honor, and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Once again, we come before you powerfully with the awesome word in the name of Jesus through the book of Destiny, written by Bishop T.D. Jakes. Set into your purpose. This is chapter 9. Now, what we've decided to do from this moment forward is we're going to continue to read the book of Destiny until we come to the completion of the book itself. So today, God, is July 6th, 2016, in the name of Jesus. We're reading chapter 9. Tomorrow, we're reading chapter 10. And then Friday, we're going to conclude the reading of chapter 7. Monday, we'll pick back up again and read chapter 12 and then continue forth chronologically. Part of the week until we come to the conclusion of our book of destiny. We thank you for joining us in the name of Jesus on today for the reading of this wonderful, and we thank you for those that are suffering from depression or suffering for points of and need inspiration and want to be encouraged. This is a very awesome book to read, and even as you listen to it, may you be inspired as well. Now, at this point in time, let us read. Chapter 9, Keep the Destiny Vision. Come from to where you are going. Richard Smith goes to heaven. St. Peter is stationed at the pearly gates to take heaven's newest residence on tour. The two walk together, seeing all the glories of heaven. The streets paved with gold, the palatial houses of the faithful, the home notices, and the man notices the warehouse that doesn't fit in the heavenly scenery. The building has no windows, only one door. What is inside the building? He asked. St. Peter hesitates to respond. You really don't want to see inside there. Mr. Smith wonders, why would there be a secret in heaven special in there? He pleads to see inside the building. Finally, Peter relates. And he says, okay, Mr. Smith, but remember that I told you that you really don't want to see what's inside. The doors open and Mr. Smith rushes inside. To his delight, the cavernous stature filled with row after row of shelves. Each neat stack floor of the ceiling with beautiful boxes tied in red ribbon. Each box has a name on it. Do I have one of these? Smith asked St. Peter.
Yes, you do, St. Peter replies as he tries to guide Mr. Smith back outside.
But Mr. Smith's spirit lets him sprint S section and finds the box with his name on it. As St. Peter catches up, Mr. Smith is slipping the red ribbon from his box and lifted the lid. He looks inside and instantly recognizes the contents. He releases a deep sigh of regret. St. Peter has heard that sigh countless times, but unfortunately, Mr. Smith had never tried to use the gifts he received, so God could not give them to him and give him more. Don't
leave your God-given gifts unopened. Don't leave this planet having missed the great opportunities God has for you. Rip off the lid of your abilities. Tear into the box that is your talent and use every gift God has given you. Devote yourself to fulfilling a purpose that is your destiny. Run the race with blinders on. Few things are more beautiful than the grace, form, and style of a racehorse competition. In addition to all the years of planning, training, and grooming, a horse race relies on a small but critical apparatus, a horse's headgear. This essential piece of equipment makes all the difference in grace. Blinkers block the racehorse's rear and side vision, forces him to focus only on the forward direction. Racehorses in blinders or blinkers, as they are known professionally, to keep them from getting off track during the race. But if you could do a set of blinkers to keep focus on death and undistracted by the circumstances around you, what if blinkers could help you ignore the criticism of people who don't think you're doing a good enough job? Although you're giving it your best, blinkers could help what you need to leave behind. Without destiny, it'd be so much simpler if we could wear headgear to help us ignore what doesn't matter. If there was such a device, you would lose the benefit that having vision. Peripheral vision prevents you from getting blindsided. You must be able to look back to know what not to return to. You need the ability to see if anything is approaching you from behind. But you could develop the capacity to wear helpful mental blinkers. When horses race, they are close together, so it is essential that they do not pay attention to what the horses at the right and left are doing. Each horse's ability to finish the race depends on his focus on the track ahead. Learn the art of wearing mental blinkers so you are not easily distracted by someone else's race. Your best friend from home, school, already has, and you're just getting back from school to finish your undergrad. Your neighbor just built a big luxurious, luxurious car, and you're driving around reliable. That's paid off so you can afford to pay down on your credit card debt. All your girlfriends have gotten married, and you're the only single one left. You're Simon from reaching your destiny because you're too worried about what other people are saying about you. You're soon has more money in the bank, a bigger house, more education, or the most prestigious career. But on our blinkers, your mental blinkers will keep you from being distracted by convention and fear of stagnation. Distractions destroy destiny. Someone else's journey has nothing to do with yours. When your own journey is not taking the straight course you'd like, it's easy to focus on what someone else is doing. Cultivate the ability to stay on track. Your track. Your track. And keep moving forward. Certainly, this journey to gain insight or inspiration, but do not become competitive. Focus on where you're headed. As the wisdom of eye toward Dorothy and her crew, pay no attention to the men behind the curtain. Don't spend your time obsessing about the others or what they're doing. Traveling your own path of destiny is all consuming. Your mental blinkers can also help you for the constructive thoughts and feelings going on inside get hard and rocky. Get your mind right by putting your blinkers in to ignore the feeling of anxiety that can be incapacitate you. Your blinkers can help you ignore the insecurities and make you afford to say, my work is good enough. Your blinkers can help you shut down a negative message that what you desire is impossible. Your blinkers will keep your vision or destiny for you, so you will continue to keep all your energy. All of these negative speculations are distractions that will weigh you down and get your life out of focus. Don't obsess about the other people and what they're doing. Your destiny is not listening to keep up with the Joneses. What God has for you in your life is much more exciting than imagined with both on your life. Your path of destiny is like no one else's. Keep looking ahead and let God creatively unfold your life and amaze you. I was almost grown before I realized that I was a child. We were poor. All I knew then was that life was good, that my parents loved us. We didn't have a lot of things, but at love. As I grew older, from time to time, I encountered things that let me know we were poor. I remember not knowing what spaghetti sauce was. I didn't know what the meatball was either. When our mama made spaghetti, she poured ketchup on it. The first time I saw real spaghetti sauce, I was leery about eating it. Why does that spaghetti have stuff in it? I asked when I saw the green peppers and the meatballs and the spices in the sauce. Things like that helped me to know we were poor. But though my mother poured ketchup on the spaghetti, we ate it. And we ate. My parents also gave us a glimpse into the way of life beyond what our economic status would allow. They took us to free ballet and symphony performance to expose us to other cultures. They drove us through wealthy neighborhoods so that we could see how other people live. Our parents took time to teach of many things. My father, a janitor who built his own business, talked to us about the business, the importance of paying quarterly income taxes and keeping paperwork in order. And even though I was just a kid who was only interested in playing, the lesson he taught me stayed with me, helped position me to one day become CEO of my own business enterprise. God has a way of taking disconnected pieces of our life and bringing them all together to to shape our destiny. Whether we fought for class or wealth, your experiences play a role in your life. Whether you had one parent or both parents, or were raised in a foster home, how you grew up matters to your life. Whether you were popular in school or you were a wallflower who was awakened, awkward, and uncomfortable in a social situations, you are affected by that. Nothing you have been through will be wasted. Every element of who you are and has brought you to where you are, it will continue to influence you to your way to your destiny. Every person has had some experiences that elicited the question, why am I going through this? Why did my father die and leave us destitute? Why was my stepbrother so mean to me? Why did I have cancer as a child? Why did I have to quit college to care for an alcoholic mother? Difficulties shape our lives, but so do the normal, everyday experiences. Situations that seem insignificant may have had a greater impact on your life than you ever realized, like running errands for Miss Roth Rude, the lady next door, cutting lawns to earn money for school out, having a newspaper route, playing baseball, playing basketball, running your homecoming, running for homecoming games, or getting a part-time job, flipping burgers, are all experiences that can help build us up a purpose that is greater than anything we could see at that time. When you are blessed to operate in destiny, you can look back on your experiences and see how often all of them help position you. You realize that the situation that looked like delay is actually where opportunities to grow, to gain experience, and to meet people who would help you later in life. See how God used all of these events to shape you, even the things you didn't want. If you allow them, can be building blocks to a stronger, better you. When destiny is your view, realize that not one experience you had, not one lesson you learned, not one headaches you suffered, not one tear shed is wasted. But worry, don't worry about didn't raise you, whether Papa was a Rolling Stone. Let go of who did love you. Your heart has been broken by someone pretending to care, yet you open yourself to them, then things can be used to build you up, not tear you down. Learn to look differently at everything you've been through and give up the victim mentally. God will use all your experiences to fortify you with wisdom and knowledge to fulfill your destiny. Why does God do it that way? Why didn't God just equip you with what you need without putting you through all of what and all of that you went through? The answer is pretty simple. You cannot bring people where you have not been. God allows you to experience some things and then brings you through them so that you can help others because of what you've been through. How can you lead others to a place you're still wishing for or have never been? The best education you can receive to equip you for destiny will help come from, but will not come from the classroom. Not even the prestigious institutions like Harvard or Harvard or Howard, or Basher, or Morehouse. It will come from the trials and trials of difficulties that you go through. Every experience, good or bad, has shaped you into the person you are today. God wouldn't have brought you through it if there were nothing more for you to aspire to. You are the sum total of your experiences, and each round should take you to the next adventure. Your strength should build from one situation to the next. When you have not first scared as a business owner, you feel like everything will cave in on you. But it prepares you for the next episode. When you make it through, you learn that God is able to send people and resources to you that you never imagined. Then the next challenge comes. This time, you're not devastated or immobilized because this ain't your first time at the rodeo. To keep your calm as you work diligently, you can encourage your employees to remain hopeful as you work together to stay stronger through your latest business challenge. Each experience, each challenge, each lesson will take you to the next dimension, building on what is already inside you. Whether you know it or not, God's been preparing you for destiny before you ever even aware that you had a destiny. God has been preparing you for what you are about to do all of your life. You've had no wasted time or experiences. Destiny requires street cred. God lets you go through challenges to give you credibility in a certain area and the ability to help someone else out of a situation that you once were in. How could you possibly encourage me that I will make it through the bankruptcy if you've been wealthy and privileged all your life and need the street cred to talk to you? You need to be able to tell me how you couldn't get a car loan and had a bun of ride to get to work until things got better. How can you tell me how you helped raise my child in the ghetto if your child grew up in the Hamptons? You need street cred to talk to me about how you were a teenager father who worked at McDonald's while you finished high school to help care for your child. I spoke to the group of young pastors who were very frustrated that their ministries weren't progressing as quickly as they anticipated. I told them that you have to earn the right to be heard. People won't just follow you because you say so. They will only follow you when you have endured, developed, grown, and sometimes suffered. That's not just true for pastors. Every leader must have the privilege to experience. You can't be healed without having had meals lifted from poverty, without experiencing destitution, or delivered without ever having been ensnared. Avoiding the process doesn't create a promise. Instead, it is a gateway to problems. What matters most is not found in the destitution, but is revealed in the issue that we have to resolve along the way to destiny. The Bible rightly says, patience brings forth hope. This isn't simply a matter of a degree. It isn't about a trophy. It is the hard work of training, rehearsals, failure, and rebuilding over and over again. I had the opportunity to address a group of students who had been selected from Fox News' prestigious Allied Apprentice Program. The visionary of the program, Fox News chairman, Roger Allied, shared that he started the mentorship program to introduce more mentors to the field of journalism. He understands that the gap isn't closed by degrees alone, but also by the inclusion of the access of a relationship that led to discovery of promotion. He realized that although many mentors have earned degrees, they typically don't have relationships inside the media to get them ahead up that is often needed to move or to nail down a job. Education is not enough for people who have historically and systematically been excluded and denied access. Although you have a degree, what is needed to achieve maximum success is hands-on experience in an environment that extends beyond textbooks, an opportunity to move from the classroom to the world of trials and tests that come in a real work environment. If your parents don't come from the world, from that world, you have a much harder time getting a foot in the door or breaking through a glass ceiling. Alias' idea was to provide the mentorship program for mentoring students to gain access to build contacts while being paid. I walked away from the event with a confirmation that education doesn't trump experience. Street cred is hard and very hard won, and destiny requires you to pay for it. Faith helps you through hard times so you can help someone else. If you were able to get off drugs but walk around steady today to look like you don't even know what drugs are, you're not helping anybody. Even if you work every day, pay your taxes, go to church, and serve in the community organization, if you're not using what you've been through to encourage somebody else, you're not helping anybody. Tell people how you collect cans to pay for rent, or how you work three jobs while you put yourself in college, or how you took care of two aging parents while you raised two children. Somebody else is going through the same situation, and they need to see you so that they can see what life looks like on the other side of trouble. My name is Pastor David Shaw, a monument of hope and deliverance. For hope, and I do mean hope, change everything. We're going to take a short break. We will come back, continue forth with the reading from the Book of Death, written by Bishop T.D. Jakes. Step into your purpose. We'll be right back.
Everybody look at somebody and tell them, I need you.
I need you.
You need me.
You need me.
We're all apart.
We're all.
Somebody tell them, agree with me.
Agree with me.
We're all a part.
We're all a part of God's body.
It is His will.
It is His will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive.
Open your mouth and say, I need you. Let me hear you. You need me.
You need me.
Oh, we're all.
We're all a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with me.
Agree with me.
Agree.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the mighty name of Jesus. I am your host, Pastor David Ambrose Shaw of Mind Temple, the Ritual Hope, and I do need to change everything. We are come forth again today on Pastor Shaw and Lady Diane Shaw, ministry and stepping into your purpose in Jesus' name. We are currently on chapter 9 and halfway through that chapter as we read again another segment that's called It's Complicated. Let us read. Very few people grow into the two parents, two siblings, a dog, a cat, or a couple of goldfish in a neat built house with a well-manicured lawn in the suburbs. For most of us, there are details that make our life story complicated. Tell but half the story of how you were raised because it's complicated. You had no say in the circumstance into which you were born or the way you appeared. You can't explain to people that you were born in the prison infirmary because your mother was locked up for burglary charge when she gave birth to you. So it's complicated. People won't understand that your mama's boyfriend was married to someone else, but he was the only figure you ever knew. It's complicated. People won't shy away from you if you tell them your brother served time for shooting your father to keep him from beating your mother. It's complicated. Your grandparents raised you because your parents were both addicted to drugs. It's complicated. Your parents are well respected in the community, and all you look like is an ideal family, but your father and your mother slept in separate bedrooms and barely spoke to each other at home. It's complicated. If you look deeper into your life, and its complications, they are the clues that unfold destiny. Every strange, dysfunctional, and unexplainable event in your life help make you the person you are. The experiences don't necessarily make sense at the time they're happening, but they shape you. They can affect you and hold and mold you into the person of destiny. Some view life's complication that is strange counterpart for excuses why they don't succeed. With every setback, they draw into their path and say things like, "My dad always told me I was very bright. I wasn't very bright." Learn from your experiences so the single parent of divorcee, a person who had a lot of haters, person struggled, minimum wage of renting a single room in a flat house, in a flop house, or to use them building blocks for a stronger you. Any experience you have can make you stronger, not just the negative ones. Managing a paper route as a child, bagging groceries in high school, being a cheerleader, or selling magazines door to door are the kinds of experiences that can also be your training ground and broader responsibilities. When I was about 14, I was cheer director of my church. Often, we would travel overnight to sing at our churches, even through the fact that though I was a child, I would have to make sure that everyone got checked into their hope and settle in all the other logistics were handled. God was teaching me my responsibility and accountability as a teacher to prepare me to be a pastor, potter house, and manage my own business today. Dig deeper inside of you. Don't let anything hinder your metamorphosis. Keep on pushing ahead because there is more inside right now. Sooner or later, caterpillars turn into butterflies, tadpoles turn into frogs, and eggs turn into chickens. Let your vision of your destiny draw out of you the person you really are. When an appointment time comes, you will transform into fullness of what you are. Let your identity be shaped by the power of destiny because there is more inside you than what you already have conceived. Whatever you've done, whatever you're doing right now, do not reflect on the totality of your gifts. There are gifts in you that you have not tapped into yet. Even when you think you have exhausted talents inside of you, there are more talents buried deep down. That's right. You have treasures hidden inside you that you haven't even touched yet. You just may not know how to tap into them yet. You may not know how to pull it out, draw it down, or shake it up. But keep on marching forward toward destiny. What you see right now, what's going on right now, where you are right now, none of these dreams represent what you're truly capable of. Whether it's the most wonderful time in your life or your pitch doesn't matter if you're focused on your death. Keep looking towards what's ahead while you draw on the strength that learn path. No matter how it might seem out, if you have an inkling of faith in yourself and in your God, declare that there is more inside you yet to be discovered and focus your attention on getting it. Don't say, don't go there. For the days of GPS, I would drive in unfamiliar places, and more often than not, I got lost. The crazy thing was that even though there was GPS, I always had a map. I didn't make a lot of sense to spend time roaming aimlessly down unknown streets when there was help available to keep me to where I need to go. So, some do what is with their lives. They waste time sometimes, years, because they won't take the time to ask for guidance and direction to get to the place that they need to be. Find it hard to trust God for guidance and direction because they don't know where that might take them. They want you to deserve the right to tell God, don't go there. If they fear Almighty will lead them to a place that's unfamiliar, uncomfortable, destiny is not for seekers. Destiny is for the very daring and determined who are willing to endure some discomfort, delay, gratification, and go where destiny leads. What do you do if God's will sends you beyond your friends? Is destiny more important than people who are claiming to be friends? A person who truly cares for you wants you to be for the stars and reach them if you can. As you run towards destiny, you will find out that he cares about you. Are you willing to endure? Do you have the dexterity of character, being flexible enough to operate in the spirit of excellence when you don't know where the excellence and experience will take you? You never know where your experience will take you. So as God guides you, move in the spirit of excellence. When destiny calls, be prepared to follow, even if it's a place unfamiliar, intimidating, or uncomfortable. If you stay faithful to it, destiny will guide you through it. Then you will feel like yourself. When you arrive at a place where you need to be, you can't ask. Bring your fulfillment as it all comes together. You will need to look back and see the divine orchestration of the journey and be grateful for all of it, the good, the bad, and the other, because it took all of that to get you where you are meant to be. If you're serious about traveling the road of destiny, keep going, knowing there will be times God allows you to enter the army where the odds are against you. God will snatch you out of your comfort zone and out of your element. On your training ground to destiny, may first into the situation where you have no leverage. You might be in a place where your family now knows mean a thing. You may go to a place where people who drive expensive cars are looked upon with suspicion. The place God sends you may be the one that has certain expectations for women to be submissive or docile. You may, for a time, go to a place where the things you are good at are not expected. Good news is that while the road may be twisted and crooked, for every divinely inspired vision, there is a provision to get to it and through it. Provision for your destiny. I was invited to preach in the various churches in West Virginia, but during that time, my car was missing. I had to hitch a ride to do the task that I knew without a doubt God had called me to do. It would have been great to have my own car. God gave me a provision. It wasn't that I imagined or what I imagined or what I have had chosen, but God made a way for me to get to every preaching engagement. I will always remember those days of gratitude because God made a way. I couldn't forget those days when it took about the times people have simply gifted vehicles to my wife and me just because. I can't forget the God that has brought us from even cars, having more cars than we need. We now have more cars than we have garage space. When you are faithful to a vision, God makes the provision every step of the way. It doesn't always come to the way you planned it, but the provision is there and division is from family, God may lead to a couple struggling to raise their children. And you broaden your understanding of definition of family, which provides all the love you've had, hoped for. Open your mind and hearts to God's visions from destiny, and it will be there unfailingly. Your vision may be done and down in you in a seed form right now. In fact, it may be there for a long time. Trust that God is preparing you and the people around you. God is allowing you to develop a relationship you can trust before he blesses you. When he does pour it out, it will be much, so much, so much you won't know if people are following you for what you have, just what. Isn't that exciting to think about? Whatever your God gave, given destiny, vision is, the Almighty has made provision for it. Be excited about it. Walk up to it. Wake up to it. And recognize every day with an agenda, because we have a purpose. And it's wonderful to know that the provision is your vision, extended far beyond financial resources. Pursuit of destiny, God provides in many ways. You've got a great provider backing you, so expect something significant in your life. Everybody not going to have a worldwide ministry. If you have a vision, you will have the provision along the way. Learn to recognize seed form blessings as discussed in the section in chapter 1 titled, First, Draw Internally. Your seed to achieve comes from the divine thoughtfulness of God, who has prepared you to find the provision for your vision. You can wish, hope, and pray for provision, but you need a vision for it. If you're praying for a job, but you don't know why anyone will hire you, it's going to be hard to get hired. See yourself as the person who is destined to do that job. You can ask for a spouse, but if you don't see why anyone wants to marry you, you may never marry. See the desirable person that you are, the person who would be an enchantment to your spouse's life. See the wonderful characteristic in you that would attract someone that you inspire them to want to know you better and spend a lifetime with you. A clear vision stirs you to the provision you need for destiny. Understand the complexity of destiny. When you envision your destiny, we imagine success, fame, financial increase, material abundance, and a position of power and influence. Your destiny may include all of these, but it's almost and always will include the challenges of getting there. Nelson Mandela was a principal figure in dismantling South Africa's system of apartheid. later became a nation's president and was an influential world leader. That was his destiny. But his destiny also included 27 years in prison, of which 18 involved hard labor and the hardest conditions. His destiny includes being beaten and humiliated. His destiny included the harm his activism brought to his family, and he wondered whether it was for the cause. Nelson Mandela's reputation as a world figure cannot be embraced without years of prison and sacrifice of his family. The complexity of destiny means accepting difficult sides of your purpose in life. Ms. King understood that accepting the versatility of her role as a wife of a controversial black leader like her, like Mandela, we must face the challenging aspects of our destiny. The highs and lows, joys and sorrow, gains and sacrifices. The young people who become known as freedom fighters in the 1960s were destined to be beaten and arrested so that generations after them could enjoy equal access to public accommodations. The men and women were viciously attacked as they marched across Selma's, Edmonds, Pettus Bridge were destined to play a role in fast forwarding the passage of our nation's Voting Rights Act, 1965. No matter how difficult, no matter how it looks to the world, fulfillment will only come through following our faces where destiny leads. As you follow your instinct to connect to your purpose, understand that challenges pave a way to destiny. The business cash flow issues are part of your destiny. The material challenges are part of your destiny, even the tragedies. You may be going through a challenging time and beginning to feel your life has no purpose because of your troubles. Nothing could be further from the truth. Your challenges are part of the role of destiny. Let the difficulties teach you endurance, strength, and strengthen you, and challenge you to keep going. You're most tempted to give up when you're in the midst of trouble, but remind yourself that the challenge is part of your destiny. You can't predict where it's going to lead. As Nelson Mandela served life sentence doing hard labor in a limestone quarry in South Africa's Robben Island, he couldn't imagine that he had one day president of the same nation that convicted treason. His boat trip to the prison islands where he spent his life as a stop of destiny path that eventually led to the country's highest office. Don't stay at the party too long. Have you ever hosted a social event at your home and had a guest who didn't have significant perspectiveness to figure out it was time to leave? you started putting away the food, the music has been turned off. Everyone else except the people who lived there was already gone. You try to be polite because you don't want to scream, "Get out!" You throw hints about being sleepy. You talk about having to get up early the next morning, but the person refuses. You actually have to tell them it's time to go home. And more likely than not, you won't invite that person to your home again. Just like your party wasn't meant to go on forever, some provisions for your vision are not meant to stay in your life forever. But you may be tempted to hold on to them. Be willing to release the provisions that has reached its end. Let go is especially hard for some people, particularly fearful people. Holding on to the temporary provisions can block you from greater provisions you need to get to the next level. There's a stage where you have to switch because everything was not meant to last forever. We hang on to things, people, relationships, job, house, because we are afraid that nothing else will come along. As long as we are afraid of letting go of something because we fear nothing else will come along, you will hold on to a temporary blessing too long, and you have to be forced out. God can use many channels to bless you, but the manner of provision can change. Don't limit your thinking to this tunnel vision. When destiny is calling, you may get kicked out of a small place you are in to be received a larger place. You will have lots of experience of all blessings, and many of them may feel like waste because in the moment, for the day to day, you can't see that God is making provision for your vision. It happens in the small increments. Stay focused and faithful because one by one, increments add up until you come into the fullness of your heart and to be. If you are truly a child of death determined, don't give up. You really are closer than you think. Stay faithful to destiny each step of the way. You don't know which day will be that day. One phone call, one meeting, one random encounter can change your life. Let all of your decisions, actions be right on the edge of death. Problems always hit hardest when you're almost there. Trouble is not a sign you are far away. No calamity strikes because you're almost there. The most dangerous thing that can happen on the road to destiny is opposition. Firmly fix your mental perception, your vision of yourself, and conceive the invisible stand on the cusp of your vision. If you can see the invisible, you can do the opposite. You are closer to destiny than ever. Why is there than you've ever been? Because you learn ups and downs you have experienced. You are stronger than ever been because you have endured hardship, hurt, betrayal of false friends, and are still standing. You are closer than ever because you figured out who you are and who you are not. You know what you want and where you're going and where you belong. You have let go of the people and the circumstances that have no role in your future. you're closer than ever because you live in an ever-growing awareness of what matters, life does not. Smell and taste your destiny. You know you are closer because you are striving soon. The entire unfolded journey will make sense. And we want to say praise God once again. That concludes our reading of the book of Destiny, chapter 9, in the name of Jesus. We will continue forth with the reading of the book of Destiny on chapter 10 on tomorrow, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for joining us on today. For those that are listening by way of Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, in the name of Jesus. Those that are on Instagram, God bless you. Those listening in chat rooms, God bless you as well. Our pastor David Shaw, Amber Shaw, a hope, and I do mean hope, changes everything. It is Pastor David Shaw and Lady Diane Shaw, ministry and friend. And we want to ensure you to be truly blessed on today. But this is it. In the name of Jesus. By Kirk Franklin. God bless you. And until tomorrow, be encouraged.
Storm is over now.